This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News. This is RBN Live on 29 August 2023. The stories about Prigozhin are all over the place. Benjamin Fulford claims it was MI6, that they had a bomb in a crate of wine to take him out. That's not implausible. We have another source claiming the whole thing was staged, that Prigozhin knew he was a haunted man and wanted to conceal his, you know, himself as a target, so he faked or simulated his death. I find that far less plausible. This was a mighty warrior, and to fake his death seems to me to be beneath his dignity. I doubt it. For the time being, until I have evidence to the contrary that is sufficient to persuade me and I'm mistaken, I'm going to take for granted that, in fact, he actually did die, and that when Russia reports that he confirmed his death with DNA, that that's accurate. Meanwhile, we have the Belarus leader. I urge mercenary Prigozhin to watch out. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said Friday he'd warned Russian mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin and Dmitry Yudkin to watch out for possible threats to their lives. He insisted Wagner fighters would remain in Belarus. President Putin initially vowed to crush Prigozhin June mutiny, comparing it to the wartime turmoil that ushered in the revolution of 1917. But hours later, a deal was clinched to allow Prigozhin and some of his fighters to go to Belarus. Lukashenko, who helped broker the deal, used prison slang shortly after the mutiny to say that he had persuaded Putin not to wipe out the mercenary, who was listed as a passenger on the private jet that crashed Wednesday north of Moscow. My opinion, it wasn't even technically a mutiny because his forces weren't part of the Russian military. They were independent. But that doesn't gainsay that Putin could very well have viewed it as though it were a mutiny. Indeed, we have the Hindustan Times reporting Putin orders Wagner fighters to sign oath of allegiance after Prigozhin's demise. President Vladimir Putin has sent condolences to the families of those killed in the crash and spoke of Prigozhin in the past tense. He's ordered Wagner fighters to sign an oath of allegiance to the Russian state after the deadly plane crash believed to have killed him. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the volatile chief of the mercenary group. Now, I think that makes sense. Actually, I think it makes sense either way, but perhaps it makes sense even if he regarded Prigozhin as having led a bona fide mutiny. I think Putin is a man of his word, and I do not believe he would make these statements that he knew to be false. I mean, this is my take on the man. Unlike other Western leaders who lie all the time, none greater than the President of the United States, who is turning out to be a world-class liar. Remember, this is a guy who told us he never discussed with his son his business dealings. Tony Bobulinski just jumped out of his chair when he was watching that first debate with Trump with Tucker Carlson because he knew it to be false. Well, guess what? The latest, the National Archives, has 5,400 emails between Biden using an alias and Hunter. I mean, this is just disgusting and disgraceful. Meanwhile, We have a report that Ukraine is abducting wounded Russian soldiers using giant drones with pincers. This is pretty troubling, especially because these guys, these neo-Nazis are called, in Ukraine are torturing these soldiers. I mean, they're being vicious and sadistic as it gets. Ukraine has been abducting wounded Russian troops from the battlefield using giant drones equipped with pincers, according to the Chechen fighters under the command of Ramzan Kadyrov. Russian media quoted a member of the Akhmat battalion labeling the drones as Baba Yaga and Ogress, or witch, from Slavic folklore, who snatches and eats children. He said, Baba Yaga has massive claws capable of carrying troops off into the sky. Such large drones, only slightly more modernized, have previously been used by the enemy in order to steal or wound it. That drone is equipped with special devices that look like claws, with which it captured a person who is not able to run away, hide, or fight the drone off. The soldier was quoted as saying, he said the drones hunt for prey at night and can only be destroyed by a flamethrower or a grenade launcher, will I say. Let's take them down. Meanwhile, Iran continues to develop its capabilities militarily, has tested an almost anti-tank missile from both ground and air. Get this. Iranian media aired footage on August 24th showing recent live test fire of the Almaz anti-tank guided missile system. The Almaz is a copy of the Israeli Spike family of HEGMs, which are electro-optical guided. In 2020, Iran unveiled an air-launched version of the missile with a range of up to 8 kilometers. The following year, the band portable version was showcased. This version is thought to have a range comparable to the Spike MR, which can engage targets within 2.5 kilometers. The new test footage shows the man portable version of the Almaz missile hitting a target main battle tank with pinpoint accuracy. It also shows a successful firing of an air launch version of the missile. I think that one of the reasons why Israel is very keen in moving to Ukraine for the new Israel is because its position in the Middle East is growing increasingly untenable. The Arab states, of course, are all allied against it. I wish only that the UN and other nations had really been serious about the human rights cause represented by the Palestinian people. But of course, the U.S. has vetoed all the resolutions that were condemning Israel for its treatment of Palestinians as subhuman. I mean, it is a disgrace. Meanwhile, I mentioned developments in Niger, where a military coup appears to have taken place that actually benefits the people. Most, of course, do not. Global research reports Niger's military junta is supported by the Pentagon. France, Washington's unspoken objective? Remove France from Africa. Is there a genuine anti-imperialist people's movement in West Africa? And why in the world would the United States be supporting it unless they planned to replace France? We do know there's strong anti-French tension here. There's been the belief that France was going to conduct an operation to reestablish the deposed president because he was enabling France to exploit the natural resources of Niger. According to reports, an anti-imperialist people's movement has unfolded spontaneously against Francophone West Africa in support of Niger's Consul National Pour La Sauvegarde à la Patrie, the National Council for the Safeguard of the Homeland, which came to power on July 26, 2023, in a military coup against the elected government of President Mohamed Bazoum, who is supported by France's President Emmanuel Macron. Back, Bazoum was among the founders in 1990 of that very group, National Council. Demonstration in Niger by supporters have largely targeted France, calling for the withdrawal of French troops. Protesters attempted to storm the French embassy to express their outrage at the decades of colonial and neocolonial domination their country has suffered. Pressured by the economic community of West African states, led by the president of Nigeria, Bola Ahmad Tinubu, as well as by the African Union and the UN, Niger's military junta has refused to reinstate the ousted president. This is a fascinating development. Wagner, of course, had offered to come down to help to defend them. This is pretty serious stuff. Meanwhile, India's Modi urges nations with critical minerals to seek custodianship as a global responsibility. I think it's perfectly feasible to view this as an attempt to join the Great Reset, the New World Order, and the World Economic Forum, that India is leaning in the wrong direction here. New Delhi. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said there's a risk of a new model of colonialism if nations with critical minerals do not regard custodianship as a global responsibility, as firms race to secure resources central to energy transition goals. That's, of course, green energy, which we know is based on a hoax, global warming. We're experiencing this challenge for critical minerals, rare earths, and others. These things are abundant in some places, not present at all in others. But all of humankind needs them, Modi said at a Business 20 summit in New Delhi. The ones who have them, if they don't see that as a global responsibility, then this will promote a new model of colonialism. This is my warning. The comments come as adequate supplies of minerals, critical for the transition to environmentally friendly energy, is far from assured amid challenges such as resource uneven geographical diversification. China, for example, accounted for 70% of the world mine production of rare earths in 2022 and is home to at least 85% of global processing capability. This year, it imposed export restrictions on gallium and germanium for use in computer chips and other components, a move widely seen as retaliation for U.S. curbs on technology sales to China, which raised concerns about more restrictions. All that very serious stuff. Meanwhile, in Budapest, of all things, Tucker declares the people who run the U.S. are dangerous and insane. He's most certainly got that right. Gateway Pundit is the only U.S. medium that's been covering the Biden regime's illegal 7.5 million color revolution campaign to destabilize the Hungarian government. The behavior of the Biden lackey pressman is so far from the norms of diplomacy in my country, it's hard for me to believe David Pressman is doing what he's doing, Tucker said. I say that as someone who spent his life 35 years in Washington. I'm the son of a diplomat, so I have a better sense than average of what diplomacy is. It's a pretty simple concept, Tucker said. It's the business of convincing other countries to take your side on matters that help you. The entire premise behind diplomacy is countries are different. The point is not to hector other nations, to show up in someone else's country and scream at them because they're different from you. That's the opposite of diplomacy. And so for a creep like David Pressman, who was not a diplomat, he was a political activist and Biden donor, to show up in your country and lecture you about your culture, threaten you because you do things differently, hurts the United States. It's a grave embarrassment to me as an American and an outrage as someone who pays his salary. It's disgusting. Love Tucker. He's keeping his hand in, doing a great job. David Pressman is doing this not on behalf of us. not on behalf of the American people who do not share his views. He's doing it on behalf of a tiny percentage of the American population, on behalf of an interest group, the Human Rights Campaign, paid by U.S. taxpayer to attack you because you have views he doesn't like. Tucker said, referring to conservative, Catholic, Hungarian traditional family views. That never happened before, Tucker said. Nobody from the State Department can get away with this. He'd be recalled immediately, scolded and fired, as David Pressman should be. Very appropriate. Meanwhile, we have a whole lot going in Lahaina that is really quite disturbing. They're doing their best to cover it up, but they're not having any success whatsoever. I do believe this mass murder in Lahaina, which is taking place on a small enough scale, everyone can wrap their mind around it. And the death of Tafari Campbell in Martha's Vineyards are going to cause the Democrats all kinds of problems. Check out things that mysteriously didn't burn in Lahaina disaster that should have, if it were really just a freak wildfire. Good stuff. There are so many questions without honest answers concerning the destruction of Lahaina in Maui that even people who normally trust the government are starting to wonder what is really going on there. Take all the things that did not burn in West Maui as one example. Why did seemingly everything blue, including houses, cars, umbrellas, planters, remain unscathed, while everything of all other colors turned into gray ash? In a video here, see for yourself, from people on the ground, how many blue objects look perfectly normal while everything else around them is burnt to a crisp. Here's Wall Street Epps tweeting, people are on the ground in Maui. This is why they ordered a media blackout. You'll never guess what didn't burn in Lahaina, Maui, Hawaii fires. Everything blue, untouched. Conspiracy theorists are never wrong. Dues, directed energy. No wonder FEMA ordered a total media blackout in West Maui. They are doing their best to cover it up. You will notice, as the guy filming the videos walking around, there are noteworthy objects, blue in color, all around that are magically avoided catching fire and burning. Why? The famous Tony Bahama blue umbrellas, for example, remain just as they were before the fires, while the patio and building they belong to have turned to smoldering dust. Then there's a sole surviving blue car on Front Street, a Honda sedan, that sits starkly intact alongside other colored cars that are burnt out with windows and interior gone. How is this possible if an alleged wildfire funded by heavy winds ravaged the entire town indiscriminately? The answer, of course, it's not. Meanwhile, we have further reports. Mysterious black curtain and special police spotted around Maui's Ground Zero. Volunteer reporter Jeffrey Cygnus has been reported exclusively on the aftermath of Maui after deadly fires raised the island, has released a new video showing a massive black curtain that's been resurrected around Ground Zero. Fascinating. I mean, really, this is roughly comparable to the wall Trump put up with Mexico in a new video uploaded on both TikTok and Twitter. Cygnus recorded a video of a massive black curtain that stretches all along Lahaina in West Maui. Cygnus shared in the video, he stopped his vehicle near the curtain to film, but was immediately approached by members of the National Guard and was told to keep moving. He's got a beautiful photograph of it, however. A volunteer also reported seeing special police who are standing guard ensuring that nothing can be talked about.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Using a phony handle by Joe Biden isn't bad enough to give the Democrats major headaches after all the evidence that he's a head of a crime family, that the Biden crime family is real, because nobody believes a Trump crime family is an existent entity. But Biden, it's all too real. The Democrats have other problems they've generated themselves, especially by their open border policy. Here we have the governor of New York going batshit over the illegals flooding the state. Hochul pleads for Biden's help in clearing New York of illegals. fat chance. Democrat Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, took a moment to level with New Yorkers and direct blame for the influx of illegal immigrants on the Biden administration and the federal government. Wow. Hochul lamented the lack of progress in securing the border and expressed frustration at the lack of a solution to this ongoing problem. Instead of calling on Biden to address the crisis by securing the border and removing those who enter illegally, however, she suggested adding more incentives for migrants to unlawfully enter the U.S. She advocated for a federal designation that would allow illegal migrants already in New York to work and support themselves financially. Man, it just reflects that this woman is of limited intellect and is incapable of thinking things through. In a letter to Biden, Hochul pled for additional rewards and financial aid for illegals, conveniently ignoring the fact that New York willingly declared itself a sanctuary state. Hochul made four specific requests for executive action, including expediting work authorization, providing financial assistance for health care, human services, transportation, housing, and education, and reimbursing the state for the cost of deploying the National Guard. The total for the National Guard alone is over $22 million per month, a bill Hochul believes should be borne by the federal government. Right, you have a Democrat president endorse illegal policies, flood the nation with migrants, and of course, you want the American people to pay for it. Meanwhile, the DA in New York, Alvin Bragg, is being attacked, even by a member of the city council, for turning the city over to lawlessness. Get this. And of course, both of these charges are well-founded. Democrat New York City Councilman Robert Holton took aim at Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's leadership, or perceived lack thereof, at a New York field hearing of the House Judiciary Committee held on April 17. I'm here to address the lawlessness that had taken over the city in recent years as a result of the failed progressive policies implemented by Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, Holton testified before the committee. Knowing that Bragg's first year in office had been marked by a dramatic shift in the prosecution of crime, Holden asserted that the DA's soft-on-crime policies suggest his top priority is not protecting law-abiding citizens, but keeping criminals out of jail. He's got it right. That's exactly right. On his first day in office, Bragg issued a memo decriminalizing a broad range of offenses and reduce charges for violent crimes. This was a signal for every criminal. It was open season on law-abiding citizens in New York County. Bragg, as well as politicians in the city council and on the state level, are contributing to what he sees as a pro-criminal element in New York City, Holden said. We are going to have to change this. We're going to get to a point where people are fed up with New York State and city, and they're leaving. I know a lot of friends have left for areas other than New York City. He said the simple solution, enforce accountability. That means if you commit a crime, if you shoot a gun in New York City, you should go to jail. But the criminal's in jail, period. But he's got it exactly right. The whole Democrat policy is to not put the criminals in jail, to give them skate, let them skate free. They cite statistics showing more blacks and more Latinos were incarcerated. We'll be right back.
I look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Has published a very interesting analysis of the first GOP debate as a shadow war between establishment Reaganism and insurgent Trumpism. Get this. It's not hard to understand why so many Republicans admire Ronald Reagan. A great communicator sparked a conservative revival that fractured the remnants of the left-wing New Deal coalition. As president, he helped end the Soviet Union, winning the Cold War. 43 years after the Reagan Revolution, 8 years after former President Trump changed the game again, none of the Republicans who convened for the first presidential primary repudiated President Reagan. Even Trump cited a move by Reagan as president for his decision to skip the debate. Neither Fox nor the Republican National Committee, co-hosts of the media-heavy event, seem to have lost any love for the icon of 1980s America. Moderator Brett Baer's final question to the candidates referenced Reagan's frequent declaration the United States is a shining city on a hill. The use of the quotation, rather than say President Trump, could signal GOP's hopes of achieving a distance from their last and embattled standard bearer. But that's not all. The second 2023 debate, like the second debate of 2015, will take place at the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Calendar may read 2023, but for many in the GOP, Reagan reigns like it's the 1980s. The debate's breakout star, businessman Barack Ramaswamy, didn't reject Reagan's legacy. He claimed he alone among the GOP candidates could deliver a Reagan 1980 revolution. Yet other exchanges between the millennial entrepreneur and former Vice President Pence reflected a generation gap in the prudence and efficacy of Reagan-style rhetoric and policy. As a closeness equivalent to President Trump, at the Milwaukee Box Fiserv Center, Ramaswamy's comments underscore the differences between Reaganism and Trumpism. The Republican base has moved well beyond Reaganism or political fusionism, which broadly emphasized libertarianism on domestic and economic policy and neoconservatism on foreign policy for years, said Paul Ingrassia, a young Republican lawyer who supports Trump. There is no shame in Republicans proudly claiming Reagan's successes, but Reagan was successful because his policy matched the needs of the country at his time. And I think he's got that exactly right. In one memorable exchange, Ramaswamy referenced Reagan's Morning in America 1984 re-election ad to criticize Pence. The former vice president challenged his opponent's frequent national identity crisis rhetoric, arguing Americans are not looking for a new national identity. The American people are the most faith-filled, freedom-loving, idealistic, hard-working people the world has ever known. We just need a government as good as our people, Penn said. But Ramaswamy retorted, this is not morning in America. We live in a dark moment. We have to confront the fact that we're in an internal sort of cold, cultural Cold War. I think Ramaswamy got it exactly right. Meanwhile, we have a judge setting a trial date for Trump in the D.C. case of March 4th. Trump will stand trial in March for trying to overturn the 2022 election defeat one day before Republican voters in more than a dozen states will decide whether to give him a chance to recapture the White House. U.S. Judge Tanya Chutkan set a trial date of March 4th for the federal case in Washington, one of four criminal prosecutions a former president faces. Don't think it's a coincidence. She said it the day before, Super Tuesday, which tends to be a potentially decisive date in the presidential nominating contest when state remain to California will hold their nominating contest. Opinion polls, of course, show Trump leading his rivals by wide margins. Chutkan's decision, however, and this is a woman who has deep ties all the way back to Russiagate, the FBI, the DOJ. I'm sorry to say, this is not a woman who has a clean slate. This is a person who is highly partisan and against Trump. She should not be presiding over this case. Chutkan's decision means Trump will likely have to stay in trial in at least three separate criminal cases while he's campaigning for the nomination, where the trial date in the fourth has yet to be set. But, of course, that was the whole idea. That's why they've had these totally phony cases taking place. Meanwhile, Sarah Palin, though I don't regard her as a heavyweight intellectual, does have her ear to the ground, I think, and she's warning of a second civil war if the political persecution of Donald Trump continues. In this regard, I think she's got a point to make. former Republican governor of Alaska and vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin has warned that a second civil war is going to happen if state and federal authorities continue to prosecute former President Trump. Palin issued the warning during an interview with Newsmax in response to Trump being booked at the Fulton County Jail in Georgia on 13 counts of racketeering and conspiracy, being fingerprinted and having a mugshot taken, becoming the first president in the history of the U.S. to even have a mugshot in the process. Those who are conducting this travesty and creating this two-tiered system of justice, I want to ask them, what the heck? Do you want us to be in a civil war? Because that's what's going to happen. We're not going to keep putting up with this, he said. We need to get angry. We need to rise up and take our country back. I think it's entirely possible. I have more than one colleague who's made very similar points that this is just ridiculous. I would mention, by the way, too, when it comes to mugshots, none of the 19 mugshots is normal. In a typical mugshot, you got a background where you have a scale showing the height of the person whose mugshot had been taken. They're flat up against the wall, so their height will be appropriate. There's not only no scale for height, but some of them are taken further away from the wall and some closer. And as I've already observed, we don't see the classic board that has their name and number of them for being booked. So something is funny there. Here's just an interesting aside, a bit comic in character, I agree. Tucker delivered perfect impression of Kamala, and Tucker can't stop laughing. Former President Trump hasn't slowed down and remains as unfiltered as ever when he gives interviews. He tells it like it is, doesn't hold back about lunatic liberals running the country. He sat down with Tucker for the interview, was point on how he characterized Democrats leading the country. They, of course, aired, as we know, the same time as the GOP primary. And by the way, his interview with Tucker has received some 230 million views. Remember, the population of the U.S. is around 330 million. So here you got Trump with Tucker getting over 230 million views, which is astounding, whereas the debate with the GOP only got 12.5, which was only half of what they got the last time there was a first debate when Trump was a participant, and it was around 25. Trump was quick-witted, asked about potential replacement for the feeble president. He has no faith in Kamala. Delivered a spot-on impression of her inarticulate deficiencies, basically, by implication, calling her an idiot. I agree. Trump made it clear that Harris has a weird way of talking, where she speaks in rhyme and has some bad moments. His impression of Kamala cracked Tucker on camera. I mean, funny. Well, the way she talks, here, let's see if we can capture it.
Moments are almost as bad as his. I think his are worse, actually.
Yeah. She seems pretty senile, too.
She speaks in rhyme. It's weird. The bus will go here, and then the bus will go there, because that's what buses do. It's weird. The whole thing is weird. This is not a president of the United States future.
I couldn't agree more. Kamala's completely unqualified to be president. And it was the Democrats who put us in this predicament. Actually, it was a son of George Soros who announced that Kamala was going to be the running mate for George Bush. Meanwhile, the RNA, Biden's pro-criminal policy drive more people to buy guns. Good thing, in my opinion, buy more guns. NRA spokesperson Billy McLaughlin told Fox that the Biden admin's pro-criminal policy drive more people to buy guns. The NRA's chief goal was to take on one of Vice President Kamala Harris' social media posts, where she pushed Biden's claim that he beat the NRA once and will do it again. Biden was referencing the passage of the 1994 assault weapon ban, which he claims to have defeated the NRA. McLaughlin responded, "Vice President Harris should learn her history before going on social media. She reverted Biden's 1994 vote for the assault weapon ban as its big so-called victory. Yet, thanks to the NRA, the ban expired in 2004, and AR-15 ownership surged from 850,000 then to 25 million today. And of course, that's a gun they most fear because it's the most versatile. It's the most useful for all purpose. And that includes whether you're defending your home or having to fend off a gang of vandals or otherwise for self-defense." Meanwhile, WEF-linked Silicon Valley elite seem to be proposing a utopian city near an Air Force base. Surprise, surprise. Developments in the mystery concerning nearly $1 billion worth of land purchases near a California Air Base revealed a cohort of Silicon Valley investors were behind the group effort. WLTR report previously explained an investigation into the purchase of 55,000 acres of dry farmland near Travis Air Force Base in Solano County, California. Here's their report. U.S. officials are investigating the purchase of 55,000 acres of dry farmland near U.S. Air Force Base in California. A company called Plannery Associates LLC reportedly spent nearly $1 billion since 2018 acquiring land in Solano County near the base. Travis Air Base, approximately 54 miles from San Francisco, houses large transport aircraft used for refueling smaller planes and sending aid and munitions around the world. Authorities remain clueless who's behind the company and why they acquired the land around the base. Despite speculation early on that Plannery was a Chinese-based firm, the investigation revealed names linked to the group. According to The Guardian, a cohort of Silicon Valley investors backs the group. They purchased $800 million worth of agricultural and empty land to build a utopian new town that will offer thousands of residents reliable public transportation and urban living, all of which would operate using clean energy. Mind you, that's exactly what they plan to do in Maui. They're going to take the Luhia land, which they guaranteed that there would be no contesting by the heirs by having all the children home who could otherwise have expected to have legal right to the property, so they could build a 15-minute city. This is one of the most absurd of all the recent innovations coming from idiots. You know, intellectual idiots. I mean, this came out of Oxford. Oxford City Council proposed a 15-minute city where you're not allowed to travel more than 15 minutes from your residence, where they proposed to have everything available you could possibly need, theaters, grocery stores, restaurants, what have you, all within 15-minute distance. In other words, what they want to do is create prisons. 15-minute cities are prisons they want to create all over the world. I mean, that's their agenda. Frankly, the green energy is falling apart. Electric vehicles are exploding. They're unreliable. They're more expensive now to charge an electric vehicle in the UK than it is to fill a gas with fuel. It's outrageous. But the movement continues. Get this. USDA allows genetically engineered vaccine to infiltrate organic food production. You thought you were okay because you were going organic? Well, you didn't count on the U.S. Department of Agriculture to muck things up. I think this is a nice illustration of where we're better off without government. The Alliance for Natural Health discussed in an article how the U.S. Department of Agriculture and other organic certifiers are allowing the genetically engineered vaccine to infiltrate organic food production. In 2019, the National Organic Standard Board, an advisory committee of the USDA, decided to consider the use of vaccine produced through excluded methods or genetic modification into organic food production. Since then, the committee advised the USDA that genetically engineered vaccines could only be permitted in organic production if an equivalent vaccine is commercially unavailable. However, the Organic Eye, an industry watchdog, suggests otherwise. The Organic Eye said some USDA-certified organic producers are already using genetically engineered vaccines in their livestock, even though it goes against the principles of organic farming. The watchdog also pointed out that consumers cannot determine whether USDA-certified organic meat, eggs, or milk have reduced using GMO vaccine. I'll be right back.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Save the conversation.
business about the National Archives having 5,400 Biden emails where he uses fake names to dish government info to Hunter and others as the vice president. This is a humongous scandal. In Japan, if this were to happen, an official would commit suicide. They have a sense of honor. But the Democrats are so corrupt. They're treating this as though it were business as usual. This is going to have a huge impact because Biden went to such lengths to assert that he never had any discussion with his son over his business dealings, including at the first debate, as I mentioned. Tony Bobulinski jumped out of his chair. Now we're getting very large, significant stories about it in the New York Post and in the Daily Mail of the UK now. Those are two of the sites that are the best at going after scandals and exposing what's going on. Not the New York Times, not the Washington Post, not NPR. Go to the New York Post. Go to the Daily Mail if you want to know what the hell's going on. The Daily Mail, for example, published a whole lot about what happened to Tafari Campbell on Martha's Vineyard when others were being sketchy about it. And, you know, I mean, among the most three most recent revelations are, of course, losing the blood sample. I have a friend who had spent a lot of time in Hollywood. He was explaining how Obama's a well-known crackhead. So it may be that he and Tafari were smoking crack or having cocaine. It would have been in the blood sample. Number two, it turns out the body was found separate from its clothing. So what was this, naked waterboarding? I mean, this just reeks of amateurism, and I think it's because Michelle and Brock aren't used to having to dispose of dead bodies. And third, turns out that examination of the body revealed he'd received a blow to the back of the head. How does that account with the official narrative? Think about it. Meanwhile, you now have this head of a crime family, but he's turning out to be an unbelievable liar. The National Archive and Records admin has admitted it is in possession of nearly 5,400 emails, electronic records, and documents that potentially show Biden using a pseudonym during his vice presidency. We'll be back and we'll take your calls.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.